Hey, how's it going, folks? Blind Bargains Cast 166. Hope you are all stuffed on turkey and maybe sitting back and watching something on a television or just hanging out. Well, hey, if you're watching something on a television, we got some stuff for you this week. We're doing a lot of demos this week because, demos are cool and we all have new stuff to play with. And when we have new stuff to play with, we love to share it with you. So coming up in just a second, Joe has a new Vizio television. And before you tune out, it is one of those talking televisions. So Joe is going to be talking about talking televisions and you will hear the talking television talk as Joe talks about the talking television. Got it? There you go. That's coming up. It runs a Chromecast and does some other stuff and actually has a pretty decent little voice. Not bad. I kind of like it. It's a new Vizio television coming up. A little later on, I have an NVIDIA Shield entertainment device, which I've been playing with, and it runs Android TV, which might be a good thing. Well, it's kind of has some good and some bad. I actually wrote about it. I'm writing about it for the upcoming issue of Access World coming out in December, but you're going to get the sneak peek preview of it now. So stay tuned for that. You'll hear that thing talking as well, and we can see if it's any good or not. We are sponsored this week as well. Hey, we have a new sponsor, which is always cool to have a new sponsor. We are sponsored this week by Envision AI. If you haven't got the app yet, it's a really cool take on instant information, whether it's short text or whether it's long text or handwriting or barcodes, many other things. And they have a holiday sale going on right now. You can learn more at www.letsenvision.com. www.letsenvision.com. And we'll tell you a little bit more about them later in the podcast. But without further ado, let's talk televisions. Talking televisions. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about the talking television. I'll let Joe talk about the talking television because Joe loves to talk about televisions. Eh? It's a Vizio television. It's really cool. And stay tuned for that and much more coming up on episode 166 of the BBQ.
Okay, we're going to talk televisions. Now, I know immediately you're like, oh, really? Televisions? But, you know, they have actually started to talk more of them out of the box more often. And I think it's important to think about what we want in a television before you add it to your home. Now, a little background. I used to sell televisions in the 90s. I also used to sell high-end home theater systems, too. And I come into this with a bit of trepidation because it's more complicated than ever now. There are cheaper televisions. It's hard to figure out the differences between them. And also, they talk, so how well do they talk? And I'll demonstrate the one that we just got here that does talk in a second. And yes, it does talk. Don't fast forward. You don't have to stop listening right now. But there are some things you have to consider. In the case of, say, Samsung, there are screen readers in there, and it also uses the Bixby voice assistant. Sony, LG, and others also have either Amazon compatibility or the Google Assistant built in. And that's something you could control with your voice. Not all features are controlled with their voice, but a good bit of it is. Vizio, which is the one that I'm going to demonstrate here, has Chromecast built in. And so there are things that I can control through Google Home, not everything. It too also has TalkBack built into it. And I'm going to demonstrate that in a moment. So that way, those who are not interested can just move on. But I will also talk a little bit about things you should consider before bringing a television to the home, because several people on my timeline are buying the Fire TV for the first time ever. They've owned a television as a blind or low vision person. So we'll get into that in just a second. Some things you want to consider is how big your space is, you know, whether you can fit a gigantic television. You also want to think about where you're going to put that television. Is that television going to sit inside an entertainment center, or are you going to try and mount it to the wall with brackets? And the most important things that people forget is that the television, if you decide to go too big, it needs something to sit on. It needs to be stable. There's a thing called television tipping. It's almost like cow tipping, but it involves televisions. If you buy a big television and it doesn't have a good stand or pedestal base to put itself on, it could actually tip and fall over, and that could be a really bad time. So having something stable on something that's built for a television, and you would look for that, built for 60-inch television or can take up to 75-inch television or something like that, is super helpful. Also, if you just consider a wall mount, realize that wall mounts tend not to move. They are mounted into the wall for a reason. And if you ever decide to rearrange your living room, having an entertainment center rather than a wall mount gives you flexibility to have the idea of rearranging or doing your decor in your living room, family room, whatever, a little easier. And this is the most important thing. Feel the remote. Sometimes going into Best Buy and doing a little window shopping or whatever television store is near you and feeling the remote is important, because a lot of reviews do take into account of whether you can use the remote non-visually. And, you know, if you're looking up the screen, can you feel those buttons? Are they tactile? And a lot of people for like 5 years were getting into the Harmony remotes before they realized, well, I got to look down at this thing and it's a touch screen and it lights up and it takes me out of the picture. So remotes have had a comeback of sorts in the last couple of years, especially with the ability to talk to them with a voice assistant in some sets. And another thing to consider is almost all the new televisions have bad sound. They are just not really good at that. And there's a reason for that. As the televisions have gotten thinner, so have the speakers. And so the ability to put in a true dedicated tweeter and woofer and drivers become very difficult. So you may want to factor into the idea of your television that not only are you going to get a, you know, a good entertainment center or a place to put your television, but you're probably looking at a sound bar. And so for some people who are considering ability to not only add good sound to their television, they then look at that as like a kind of mini AV receiver of sorts. In that case, you're looking at whether you want to do something like a, you know, Sonos Beam, which is very popular but highly expensive, or other forms of assistive technology-based things. And why I mean by that is a lot of these soundbars can have voice assistants and they can allow speech. So that's another thing you may want to consider. I'm not a big fan of the singular speaker concept, like even my Google Home Max or looking at a HomePod. That's not what I'm looking for. But then again, I used to sell high-end home theater audio, so I'm looking for 5.1, 7.1, those things. I even considered and relented to a true dedicated soundbar for the television. It's a 2.1, but it comes with an external subwoofer. So even then, I'm willing to look the other way instead of going completely cinephile. Now, I mentioned speech. The new television that we have that I'm going to demonstrate here is a Vizio 55P FN. And that means a little bit, because the set itself is actually an LCD LED kind of set rather than one that is based off of quantum dot or these OLED televisions. And basically what this means is that it's a different kind of way of projecting the picture. The picture is still 4K and still high definition, but the most important thing here is that it talks. And so I'm going to... So there's this, okay, and I'm going to turn this up so that way you can hear it. This is the history of science fiction. Big surprise, right? There's an info button that I'm going to hit now.
Stanley, watch free, 720p, normal, stereo, heritage, 841, AM.
So that's super cool. What that just basically said was that Stanley, which is the name of the television, and also it said 720p, which is the actual video source that I'm getting out of this. And I'm going to flip to a different input here. So we'll go to HDMI 2, which is where my Apple TV is at the moment, and I'll turn this up. So many of the LGs and other televisions that are available now...
No signal, HDMI 2, check if the source device is connected, unpowered on dot, or press the input button to select the input for the source device.
And that's actually reading what's on the screen, which is super, super cool. You can read the menu.
Picture. Audio.
We'll go straight to audio.
Speakers, auto. Volume control display on. Surround sound on. Volume leveling off. Balance zero. Lip sync zero. Digital audio out, PCM. Analog audio out, fixed.
And you can audio. Adjust all of that, but...
Network timers, channels, input settings, system. User manual.
Right.
System. Check for updates. System info, menu language, time and local settings. CEC. Power mode, aspect ratio, normal, TV name Stanley, mobile devices, accessibility, Talkback on. Speech rate slow. Zoom mode off. Speech rate slow. Slow. Normal. Speech rate normal. Zoom mode off. Speech rate normal.
I'll back up one second.
Accessibility. Mobile devices.
Right. All right.
Accessibility. Talkback on. Speech rate normal. Normal. Fast. Speech rate fast. Talkback on. Accessibility. Mobile devices. TV name Stanley. Aspect ratio normal. TV names mobile devices. Accessibility. Talkback on. Speech rate fast. Fast. Normal. Slow. Speech rate slow.
And I put that there for kind of a reason, and that is once when there's other dialogue or music happening on these default speakers until I get the soundbar in here, it is very difficult to hear what is lovingly called by Lisa Salinger and Ricky Enger as a Google Griselda. And so that speech can be a little difficult to understand
no
at times.
HDMI to check if the source device is connected. Unpowered on dot or press the input button to select the input for the source device.
Okay, so you heard a lot of statistics as I've used this device so far. I'm going to turn on my PlayStation 4 and it is one of my only 4K sources in the house at the moment, so I can demonstrate 4K HDR and a whole bunch of other little letters that I'll get into in a second. But this highlights one of the reasons why I like this television, and all of this was accidental accessibility, to be honest with you. I didn't know that there was TalkBack enabled on this television because I have other Vizio televisions and I've used their app, and their app is hit or miss. It used to be much better than it is currently. All right, so I'm going to go in here.
Home screen. On the home screen, press the left and right buttons to select applications. Press the up button to move to the function screen, where you can select system functions.
Okay, you hear that speech. That's the actual PlayStation 4 speech. And there is accessibility built in there as well. So I'm going to come over here to Netflix.
Home screen, TV and video. Discover. Applications. Netflix. Button. Press the left and right buttons to select video applications. Press the up button to select the menu. Press the down Prime Video. Netflix. Button. Netflix. Stanley. PlayStation 4. 2160p. HDR 10. Stereo. Peridot. 846. Am. Who's watching Netflix? Joe. 3 of 5 buttons. On the browse screen. In the spotlight row. In the my list row. 34 titles in this row.
So, you heard HDR 10. There are a couple of high definition video, or excuse me, ultra high definition video, in other words 4K, formats fighting for supremacy. And that is Dolby Vision and HDR 10. Some sets support one versus the other. This particular set happens to do both. The television tells me what mode I'm in, which is awesome, and tells me when that's enabled for troubleshooting or double checking something. I think that's really cool. Not all sets will read you that information, and I by no means suggest that as a reason to purchase this particular television, because so much of this is subjective. As I mentioned a second ago, the app works okay. There are some aspects of the app that I use in case I don't want to get the remote, and that's why I like it, and I can switch to different video things or cast things to it with my voice. But the thing about the app is that you can get to a lot of the upper menus, but the sub menus are not very friendly for blind people at this time. It didn't used to be that way. It got broken in an update, and hopefully Vizio will fix that. Now, the Xbox does talk as well, but I don't have an Xbox One X, so it's not putting out 4K. And so I actually have it on one of the other inputs, and that would actually come out at 1080. The cool thing is that if you do decide to get a video game system for your children this Christmas, you can use the speech within the PlayStation to be able to navigate the Netflix app or the Prime Video app. Prime Video uses its own kind of overriding controls. Same thing for the Xbox. You can do the same thing with Netflix, and you can do the same thing with Amazon Video. Both work with speech. And if that tends to be your way of doing things with a 4K output, then you know you can do that and still have a video game system. The big difference, of course, is that if you want to play ultra high definition movies, the One X has a high definition Blu-ray drive, and the PlayStation 4 has a standard Blu-ray drive for some reason in the Pro. I've never completely understood that. They cost just about the same. So it comes down to personal preference and what your child might want as far as video game system goes in the game library. But you do have some built-in accessibility. And as you heard, the speech kicks in where I need it to on different parts of this television and, of course, when the game system is there. I don't have a 4K Apple TV, but that is another great way of being able to get 4K content for your family and also access to audio description more easily. And most of the apps in those cases work. In some cases, though, they are self-voicing. So if you do decide to do that, you may consider even doing it through, you know, AirPlay or something like that. You know, Netflix works, Hulu works. That's actually the standard way of me doing Hulu. I actually do have YouTube TV connected to this particular television, and the interface does read, although the television moves really slow when it does that. So just to demonstrate that rather quickly, I'm going to unlock my phone and come over here to
input button. Input. Watch free. Smartcast. HDMI 1.
So there's my Smartcast.
Stanley, Smartcast, normal, Merida, 8:50 a.m.
Come back over here. This is one of the actual opening
home.
One of the actual opening places that you have the ability to do things when you fire up the television. I've got too many remotes. All right, so we're on the Smartcast home app.
Sonic Underground, watch now, discover, Warrior, movie on Vudu, free. Applications, Netflix, Prime Video, watch free. Hulu, Vudu, iHeartRadio, Zumo, YouTube TV.
So I'm going to fire up my YouTube TV account, which I have linked here. And this is loading.
Home.
There's home. Tabs up here at the top. And just for shortness of this,
live.
Come over here to live.
Live. 8:00 a.m. The X Files S3E9 Miss AT 8:30 a.m. Medicare plans 8 min left 8:30 a.m. C crime scene investigation at 8:30 a.m. Teen Titans Go S1E14.
Sure, let's just do that for silliness. Well, that's Cartoon Network, and I clicked on that, and that brings up
pause. Stanley, Smartcast, 1080p, normal, stereo, Peridot, 852, and...
Dozen!
Treadmill spirit?
Sup, bros? Just had me a killer workout! I'm so pumped right now! Man, my glutes are still burning! Protein shake?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Teen Titans Go, and I'm doing that through my Smartcast. I can also, again, like I said, use Chromecast and throw things over there because it is a Chromecast device. The downside is that this is not a 4K Chromecast, so whatever I get is going to be in 1080p rather than 4K. And I'm okay with that in this situation because I have like a couple other ways of getting television content over to it. This matters if you are a cord cutter. If you're choosing not to stay with your cable company and you want to go into these things, you have to look at what apps can promote or produce information in 4K. That may not matter to you personally, but to those in your family, if you're sharing content, and in our case, our teenager is very visual and is an artist and draws, the visual aspects of this mattered a great deal, so getting the best picture I can from my source material for his enjoyment is a big part of why I was doing some of this, because in a lot of cases, 1080p, especially in video games, is kind of still the way to go, because 4K is still kind of working its way out. Now, I've said a lot of weird letters and numbers and stuff, so let me back that up for one moment. You'll hear the term HDR, that's high dynamic range. The idea behind high dynamic range is that there's more color. It jumps out more. Blacks are a little deeper. Things tend to really jump out, and you still have to have content that supports it, but that's starting to happen more often. You'll heard me say 1080p. That's 1,080 lines of progressive scan lines. 4K is, 2135 and that kind of thing. The idea is that not everything is available in 4K resolution. And you have to consider that if that's what you're trying to go for. And so your set may be able or capable of producing that. You just may not have anything on board your house that can do those signals. Most television stuff now, whether it be apps or things you can buy in the store at a fairly low cost, are 1080. They usually stay in the 1080 range. Buying 4K content is more expensive and may require you to buy a specific disc or a specific Blu-ray player. Or in the case of Apple, that's the difference between the fourth generation Apple TV and the Apple 4K. And the difference there is about $25, depending on which size you're going to get. The standard cable television in most areas in the United States still is 1080p, so you may have to inquire specifically if it's available in 4K in your area. 4K television broadcasts also are hard to come by over the air. It just all depends. So it is available. It is something that people who care about the visual aspects of their television care a lot about. But in most cases, it's like when we moved from black and white to color, or when we moved from standard television to high definition television, content has to catch up. And if it does catch up, it has to become the de facto standard. And that's not the case right now. The default standard right now is 1080p. And most people, to be really brutally honest, unless you point it out to them, don't know. And so that's why you see a lot of great deals on cheap 4K televisions, because they've overproduced them. And there's still a lot of 1080p televisions out there, which are even cheaper. And so they have to do something to get those sets into the hands of people, because, you know, television manufacturers, just like your phone, just like people who sell you cars, they need to, you know, refresh you every so often, every several years, to get you to buy the next set or the next big thing. Now, a little tips, last tips, real quick. Again, speaker placement. A lot of the speakers are starting to appear behind the television or pointing downward, and so the speakers are not firing at you. If that matters to you, you don't want to get a soundbar, definitely listen to the set if you can on the floor as best as you can. Or consider, if you're the only one watching the set, then you might want to do something like Bluetooth and connect it to an audio video receiver. And there's many ways around that. The next thing, again, remember that the sets are light and you should see if they wobble. And if they do wobble, you should think about how you're going to securely have that set not fall over. And so you want to think about a really good TV stand, or in some cases, wall mounting. And then how many inputs do you want to do? Some people choose a less featured set. So what they choose is a set that has less features so they can spend more money on, say, an audio video receiver. So it may not have as many inputs on it. You can't plug as many things into it, but that's okay, because they're going to buy an audio video receiver and shove a bunch of things into it and let that be their source. And so all the audio video goes into the receiver, and then one output goes into the television, and the AV receiver becomes your remote. You flip back and forth between there rather than relying on stuff inside the television. These are all things you can think about. If you have questions, write feedback@blindbargains.com, or you can always reach out to me on Twitter, which is, of course, twitter.com/rangerstation, all one word. Remember that most of these televisions do have accessibility built in, and if you're thinking about a set and you see it really cheap, open up another browser window, do a search for the manual of that set, and see if it has accessibility features built in. In a lot of cases now, that is the case. The question just is, can you listen to that sound? Will it drive you crazy? Or do you need it to be a certain type of sound? You can't modify that speech synthesizer on the television that I have, other than raising the speech rate. And that, for some people, is kind of not great. In other cases, it's good enough. It does exactly what you want it to do, and you don't need it to do any more than that.
You're listening to the Blind Bargains Cast. Blind Bargains Cast.
Like I said at the top of the show, we have a new sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Envision AI. Now, if you're not familiar, Envision AI is a mobile app that speaks out the visual information that's in front of you. It can read text from any surface, recognize faces, describe scenes, scan barcodes, and so much more. Now, the one thing that Envision AI does better than any other tool out there is recognition of text. It's surprisingly fast and incredibly accurate. It's ideal for reading any kind of text, from short handwritten notes to entire books. And it can do this in over 60 different languages. But don't just take my word for it. Try it out for yourself. The Android app is still in beta, so it's currently free. The iOS app comes with a free 14-day trial with no strings attached, which means no automatic subscription. When you are happy with the service, you can subscribe for a monthly, annual, or lifetime subscription. And if that's not enough reason to try it out, they are currently having a huge holiday sale. So for the entire month of December, all their subscription plans are at 30% off. That's 30% off. Now you can read more about them and find the download links for the iOS and Android app on their website at www.letsenvision.com. I'll spell that for you, www.letsenvision.com. And we thank Envision AI for sponsoring us this week on the BBQ. Well, it's that time again for new toys. Well, at least new to me toys, and one that we have not talked about on this show at all. So I thought I would talk a little bit about it here. I have in front of me, or near me, the NVIDIA Shield. Now, I ended up getting one of these because I'm going to review it for the December issue of Access World, so you can read more about it later, or I'm going to talk about it now. So, the NVIDIA Shield, it is an Android-based TV box. That's why I bought it. I'm an Android guy, obviously. I do a lot with that. I have a Pixel 2 XL, and I thought, hey, Shield TV box, Android TV, this should be an awesome experience, and there are some things about it that really are awesome, and some that are really frustrating, as you will see as we go along here. So I'll just do a bit of a demo here. First, I'll describe the hardware. The box, it's kind of a square, small square with a bit of a tapered edge on the top. You have USB ports in the back because you can plug in things like a USB hard drive or a thumb drive, which is really cool for playing local media. It has an RJ45, in other words, network port. So you can plug it in straight to a router, and that would be the ideal preferred way. But it also has wireless as well, so you can do that as well. And mine actually is connected wirelessly, and I really haven't had any major issues with that. It also has an HDMI port to plug in to a TV. Now, it doesn't come with an HDMI cable. Wow, that's a little cheap. So you do need to buy one. I was actually stuck in that situation where I had this. I was all ready to go, ready to start doing the review. Oh, no HDMI cable. So, you know, if you have enough of them laying around, you're good. Otherwise, you might want to order one of them on Amazon so you're not stuck spending $50, $20 on getting one at the store, because they're a lot more expensive at the store than they would be at Amazon. So the main way you interact with this thing is the Shield remote. So you have a D-pad on the top, your four arrows, which you use to move around the screen, and the select button in the middle. Below that, you'll find two buttons, back on the left, home on the right. Below that is a much bigger and concave voice search button. That's what you use to access the Google Assistant. And then you have a volume slider. That's actually kind of cool, the aesthetic, the way this thing works. It's a slider, so you actually kind of slide up to move the volume up or slide down to move the volume down. Sliding up here.
Overview. Media volume control shown. Swipe up to dismiss.
So slide up to turn the volume up. Slide down and turn it down. And it will actually adjust the volume.
Volume controls hidden. Music volume set to 100%.
There it goes down. And there it's back up. You don't always hear a little clicks.
Home. Swipe up to dismiss. Android TV home. Music
but
volume
it actually,
set to 90%. Music volume set to 100%.
It's actually an indented slider vertically, so you can kind of feel it going up and down for volume. Setup was pretty simple. And I guess I got lucky compared to some of the other people. So you hold down the back button for 10 seconds. To start setup. Now you have to be on the initial setup screen. That's for starting TalkBack, in other words. You have to be on the initial setup screen. That's the only way TalkBack is going to come up independently. Otherwise, you have to go into settings, accessibility, turn it on that way. So like a lot of other devices, if you get it on the initial setup, you're good. If you get it from somebody else, you have no way of turning on and off speech without going into settings. There's no shortcut. Settings, or the setup was pretty simple though. Entering in, you know, choose your language. It's easier with an Android device because it will copy settings over from your phone, like your Wi-Fi passwords, things like that. So that makes it a little easier. But if not, you can type them in. It uses an on-screen keyboard to do that. And that's actually relatively simple. What they have is a QWERTY keyboard. It's laid out like a QWERTY keyboard. You use your arrows to find the letter you want, and you press select to enter in the letter that you want. And then you look for the go or search or next button, which is on the bottom right corner in general terms to do that. And there's also a delete button on the top. So, you know, so there's ways to do things like that for entering and stuff. There was one little quirk. It asked me the shield setup. I think this is more of a shield thing. Which default apps do you want to install right away? And as I was erring around, it would say YouTube selected or Plex selected. It was actually, the selected was referring to it just being highlighted, but I would have to press the select button to select or deselect an app, and I wouldn't get any audible indication of if an app was selected until you went over to the right side where it would say four apps now selected. So if you selected an app and now it said five apps now selected, you knew you selected one. So it was not giving me checkboxes, in other words. So making it a little more difficult to select apps. But you could just skip that and do it later on from the Play Store if you wanted to as well. Once you're through all that, you are on the home screen. So let me show you the home screen. I'll go on the top here. Just press home.
YouTube and list four items. Press select to speak your search query out of list.
First of all,
press select to activate.
Yes, that is Eloquence. That's one of the things I do like is because we're on Android and I've already purchased the Eloquence speech engine, I was able to put that on here. Not every Android speech engine is available for the Shield, but Eloquence is one that is. So that was very cool that I was able to put that on there. Otherwise, you're going to have the Google text-to-speech in its variants as your voice. So this is pretty much in rows. Your top row.
Select the type of your search query. Settings. 1059.
Has a clock, has settings.
Settings. Select.
And then we have rows of apps.
YouTube and list. Four items. Press select to activate. Apps button out of list.
And actually, that second row here is kind of a frequently used or most recent.
YouTube, Netflix, Prime Video, add app to favorites.
Those are favorites.
Press select to activate. BUZZR out of list. Press select to activate.
Now we move down to things that I've recently watched. On the next row, Buzzer is a game show channel from Pluto. And I could actually watch that if I press OK on this.
Open.
It gives me a menu. Here's open. Press select again.
Pluto TV.
And we might get a game show.
For her, all of the time she's been in the limelight.
She got a write-up in Time magazine about those sweaters.
Yes. She did?
Yep.
What'd they say?
Well, I...
Android
TV. There you go. So a little bit of match game there on Buzzer from Pluto TV. So apps that you install will kind of add rows of favorites on your home screen.
Add app to BUZZR, Prime Video, and list.
And this row is of recently activated apps.
Add app to favorites. Shrek and list 13 items. Narcos, Mexico.
That's Netflix stuff.
Press select Christmas. The Princess Switch. Friends. Press select The Christmas Chronicles. The Christmas Chronicles out of list. After accidentally.
And as we go down, there are trending apps. 1 minute 33.
The Lion King official.
There's YouTube.
Walt Disney Studio recommended. Shiny Happy Pick Me Ups and list 9 items.
That's from Google Play Music.
Shiny Happy Pick Me Up, similar to classic feel good pop. Forensic Files and list 5 items. Pluto TV Animals. Press select.
Nationwide Insurance is devoted to their customers.
And also, some of these will give you.
Press select to act.
3-year-old psychology major about to enter her senior year.
Little previews as you're moving around as well. So I'm mostly just hitting the arrow keys and hitting select. There's ESPN.
FCPC versus Northeast. The Dan LeBatard Show. Press select to activate. Open.
Dan LeBatard Show. Let's see if that works here.
ESPN. 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 Back button. ESPN access to this program is not included in your Spectrum TV subscription.
Ah.
To learn more about adding this program, visit HTTPS.
That one doesn't work, but some ESPN content works.
Live ESPN Talk selected. Android TV Home.
So as you can hear, the home screen pretty much is kind of a capsule. You can control what goes on here, what doesn't go on here. And you're hearing a lot of things. Netflix, Prime Video, you might be thinking, oh, cool, all these things work. Well, about that. Let's bring up Prime Video. This is probably the worst offender here. I was able to install Prime Video. I was able to link it to my Amazon account. That all worked just fine. But if we go up here,
recommend The Lion King trending out of Switch profile. Netflix recommends BUZZR. Add app to favorites. Shrek and list. Netflix recommends BUZZR. Add app to favorites. Settings out of list. Add app Prime Video.
There it is.
Press select to activate.
All right.
Open.
Let's activate Prime Video.
Amazon Prime Video. Loading. Welcome to Prime Video. To navigate this application, use the directional buttons on your remote. Google TalkBack error fee controls in this app don't work correctly with Google TalkBack screen reader. If available, we recommend switching to an alternate screen reader in your device's accessibility settings. While you can continue using this app, if you have a Gamma controller, select continue to proceed. Close app button. Use up and down to move between options. Press select to choose. Amazon Prime Video.
So it's saying the controls in this app do not work correctly with TalkBack. You can use it using a GamePad controller. You know, So that, for one, they're acknowledging that they know about TalkBack, whoever programmed this version of the app. And at the same time, they're telling you it's not going to work. So they purposely are blocking you from using this app.
Navigation not possible.
I have a gamepad controller here, which I came with. And
navigation not possible. Continue button.
It says
close app button.
We could try it here.
Continue button.
You might have some chance of this working with
close app button. Continue button.
With a gamepad controller. This is what I'm using here.
Loading. Main menu. Home. 3 of 8.
What?
Use left and right to find an item. Press select.
So I was able. I'm able to do some of this with the gamepad. So you have the remote, right? That's what I was playing with before. Then you have a gamepad, which is designed mostly for video games. Why you would make it work with one and not the other is really beyond me. So it kind of works with the gamepad, and maybe I could figure that out a little more. But with the remote, no. And the remote is the standard method you're going to be using for accessing a Prime Video. Let's go back to Netflix.
Android TV Home. Prime Video, enlist, add app to favorites, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, enlist, 13 items.
That's a Netflix,
The Grinch decides to rob Woville of Christmas, How the Grinch Stole.
Thing?
The Grinch decides to rob Woville, How the Grinch Stole, open. Netflix.
Here we go. Here's Netflix.
Now, in a black sky, a sliver of sunlight crests.
Now, that works.
Dear Santa, this is Kate Pierce. I've been really good this year. I do say
that works. Problem. Comes with trying to browse Netflix. If you go into the Netflix app, you have a whole bunch of nothing. Again, the arrows.
ZZR, out of list.
Again, the arrows don't do anything to browse movies, music, etc. So, you know, my audio description is there because I had it from my profile. And again, I was able to set up Netflix, which is great. But unless the app, the movie that I want is on the home screen, or I could do it with the voice search, you know, that's a possibility, except you can't pick seasons. So I could do the voice search.
Google is.
Watch House of Cards.
Netflix.
Sure, opening Netflix like before. To use a different app.
Okay.
She tosses a stack of mail on a kitchen.
And there's House of Cards. That works. Problem is I can't choose seasons or episodes or things like that, again, because you can't do that. You can actually do that if you have a Google Home as well. You can send things over, which is really cool. Now, unless it seems I'm being a bit hard on the Shield. Okay, I'm sorry. Netflix and Prime Video are two things that I kind of would like to work. Well, there are things that work here better than other places. One is YouTube. That makes sense. Android TV is a Google thing. So,
How the Grinch Stole, How the Grinch Trending, 1 minute, 33 seconds, The Lion King official teaser trailer, enlist, set hey. Open.
Here's The Lion King trailer on YouTube.
YouTube. Preview, this video requires payment to watch.
Dad,
button.
What time
I don't know why
welcome.
It says
your
that.
Signed into YouTube was
Dad,
Jason Medoff.
What time is it? Dad, what time
pause.
Is it?
Pause, button. Preview,
Dad, what
suggestions,
time is it?
Row, The Return of the Tourette's Guy Part 4. Tourette's Guy, 1.6
hour
preview. This video requires payment to watch. Button, print.
That is not The Lion King. That's actually a different video entirely. I don't know why that came up, but it's anyway, you can play and pause and you can do whatever with YouTube, and that works just fine. Same thing with Google Play Music. That works fine. Pandora was able to set that up as well, at least get that working. Spotify, I'm not able to click on the login button. So Spotify doesn't work, but I can play local media really well because VLC, which is a media player, that works well. So let me just explain a couple other things. And I know this demo is really scatterbrained, and perhaps that's appropriate because that's about the accessibility that I'm getting on the Shield. It's very scatterbrained. There are things that don't work that you would expect would work, like Netflix, which is accessible on every other platform in the world. And there are things that work great that you're like, wow, I'm really surprised that works on here, but it does. So you can, there's lots of settings. All the Android settings are here. Accessibility. You have speech. You have some contrast and captioning settings. No Braille at all. We do have speech and talkback, like I said. Lots of other Android settings are there. You compare it to a Bluetooth keyboard. I did that, and I could use more talkback commands, but that didn't really do much for me. You can install apps from the Play Store. So anything that you've purchased on another device, you can bring over here as well, and that's the usual search and voice search, whatever. You can do a lot of your Google Assistant type things. Let's see what other apps I have on here, if anything that might should be useful.
Android TV Home. Recommend.
I'm going to hold down Home.
Island, Wind Martindale, 4.5 ETI Eloquence TTS, apps, Vudu, Hulu Plus, YouTube, apps, Netflix.
I have not tried Hulu, I don't have it.
Netflix, Prime Video, Gallery, Play Games, Play Movies and Pandora, Q, Hulu Plus, Vudu, Play Music, Play Store, Plex, Spotify, Live Chat, Pluto TV.
These are just other apps and airwing around.
Press select to activate.
TuneIn works reasonably well.
Pandora, ESPN, VLC.
ESPN works reasonably well. That's one that surprised me because ESPN does not work on a lot of platforms.
Movies Anywhere. Press select to activate.
Movies Anywhere. I don't have any movie subscriptions linked to that, so I
Cody.
Couldn't help you with that
YouTube
one.
TV.
No, Cody does
press
not work.
Activate.
It's just sitting there.
Games. RetroArch. Just Gammon.
Just Gammon. Hey, this is accessible backgammon created for Android, and he happened to make an Android TV version.
Uninstall. Open and list. Just Gammon. Start. Just Gammon. Just Gammon. Welcome to Just Gammon. Just Gammon. B1, empty, A1, empty.
Hey, button. We can play backgammon on Android TV. If nothing else, you know, I can't watch Netflix, but I can play backgammon.
Lower, start a new game, button. Setting up the board. Please wait. Pause this game. Board set for a new game.
You know, so hey, you can at least play backgammon. The NVIDIA Shield, sadly at this point, there's just too many limitations to me. There might be ways around things if you would like to tinker. If you like to do certain things, there might be ways around some of the limitations. You can do a lot of it with voice search. You can do a lot of things with the Google Assistant, you know. But I don't see a reason to spend $150 or even $120 on Black Friday for this, sadly, at the moment. The accessibility attention here is not the same as on a regular Android, where the Pixel phones and the other phones in the Android One program are pretty decent now for accessibility. Android TV is still missing some of the basics. You definitely on TV want a way to turn on and off speech on demand. And you don't have that here. You need that here more than you do on a phone. If you're sharing a TV with anyone else in the family who might not want that going all the time, you need that functionality. You don't have that here. There's no review mode, so it's kind of like old Android, where if you can't arrow to the item, it's hard to review the rest of the screen. That's stopping me at the moment, or I think it's one of the reasons stopping me from pairing my phone to my TV as an Android TV remote. So you can't do that. Like I said, no Braille support, so Braille back is non-existent on here at all. I didn't see a lot of magnification options either. Should we get rid of the backgammon sound here, or just leave it? Okay, we'll get rid
of
it.
Android TV Home.
We'll get rid of that. You know, so while there's potential, there's certain apps, and depending on the app, you know, if you're a YouTube TV fan, I haven't tried that on here. I'm going to guess it works okay, because that's another Google thing. But, you know, if you're a big Netflix person, no. Prime Video, maybe with a gamepad controller. But otherwise, no. Many of the services that you're going to want to use, Spotify, no. You could do Spotify by voice, but what's the point? If you're going to do that, just get a Google Home. I really wanted to like this thing. I love the concept. In the mainstream arena, the NVIDIA Shield is the premier box if you are doing both TV and gaming at the same time. And sadly, we're not able to join that world, at least fully at this point. Like I said, about $150. There's the gaming edition for $20 more that gets you the gamepad and lots of sales and things going on right now as well. But right now, NVIDIA Shield, I'm going to have to give it a pass. Like I said, the December Access World, which comes out in a few days, will have more of these musings. So you can go to afb.org/AW for the December Access World, and you can read my more succinct comments on the Shield in text form.
Tech and other stuff. You're listening to the BBQ.
You know, when we were looking at the lack of good news to talk about this week on this particular episode, JJ and I said, well, you know, we could just go ahead and just review technology that we had. And that was our conversation in Slack. Little did we know at the time that, well, JJ was going to review that Shield thing. Wow, I have a Shield tablet. That's ironic. And also, I didn't know that we were going to review a new television until Black Friday, and then a new television appeared. But we hope that that information was timely and was very helpful to you. I can also say timely is something that sales can drag upon you when you least expect it. You might not be considering something, and then you hear a really good deal and say, hey, I got to jump on that. Such is the case with InVision AI. As you heard at the top of the show, Envision AI is going to be on sale throughout the entire month of December at 30% off for all plans. You can find more information, of course, in the show notes, but you could even learn way more if you follow Envision on Twitter or head on over to their website, www.letsenvision.com. That's www.letsenvision. Yeah, that's right. Envision? Yeah, that seems right. Yeah. Letsenvision.com. And special thanks to Mr. Patrick Perdue for making us sound so much better than we actually are. I'm not kidding. Patrick has saved us on so many occasions. He is the superhero of this particular podcast. Speaking of superheroes, you know, you could follow me and learn a lot about them because I seem to be talking about that. There's crazy movies coming up like Into the Spider-Verse with Spider-Man and so many other really cool things like Wreck-It Ralph. I seem to be on a sci-fi kick once again. You can find out about AT News and so much more by following me over at twitter.com/RangerStation, all one word. And you can find out about crazy deals going on over at AT Guys. Follow AT Guys on Twitter or head on over to the website, atguys.com. So that's going to do it for episode 166. And we have no idea what we're doing for 167. It will be a complete roll of the dice. Tune in to find out what that could possibly mean on episode 167. Until then, for JJ and Patrick, have a great week.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.